Hi, my name is Jacob. I lived in a town in Montana with my wife and 3 kids. I now live far away with my 3 kids. Let's begin. When I was in high school, I met a girl named Jane. Jane and I quickly fell in love. We were in the same class, after school activities, and we lived close to each other. You know this story. High school romance, get married, have kids, find a house, live happily ever after. This story is different. When our youngest son William turned 8, my wife and I finally had the time for ourselves. We spent that time cuddling, watching TV, or just having fun. Lately, Jane had been acting strange. When we cuddle and I get up to leave, she screams at me, "No, don't go," in a voice that sounds almost manly. She has never been someone who has raised her voice, but I figured it was just her being silly. She's always been goofy like that. That was weeks ago, but now she has been screaming those same 3 words at me randomly. Sometimes we'll be in the kitchen, watching videos on our phones separately, and I'll hear her scream, "No, don't go," and I'll jump from terror. I'll ask her, "Babe, what's wrong?" And she'll look at me like I'm crazy, and she just asks me what I mean. This had been going on for weeks. One day, I snapped on her. I screamed, "Shut the heck up! I'm sick and tired of you screaming!" She just said she didn't know what I was talking about. 2 days later, while she was brushing her teeth, I said I was sorry for lashing out on her like that, and I would make it up to her. That night, I ordered all of her favorite foods and drinks. The next day was normal. I woke up for work, got dressed, made breakfast, kissed her and my kids goodbye, then left. When I got home, I noticed my kids weren't there, but my wife was. She was staring at the TV. The TV was filled with static. At that noise, that white noise was driving me up a wall. I shut the TV off and asked her what she was doing. She smelled as she bathed in sewage. She turned to me and screamed, "No, don't go!" Her eyes were cut up, blood gushing from the gums of her lips. She had cut herself terribly. She laughed at me and I punched her as hard as possible. I ran to my car and got out of there. I got a call from my sister-in-law, who said that my kids were at her front door and she was taking them home. Horror filled my head. "No, don't take them to that crazy bitch!" She bragged me with insults. "Don't call my sister a bitch, you asshole." I calmed her down and explained what was going on. She didn't believe me, so I met her at a nearby gas station and showed her the cuts. We called the police and told them what had happened. They went to the house and ransacked the place. They never found her, but they did find words on the wall written in human waste. "No, don't go." After we had a cleaning crew come in and take care of it, we moved in. This was about 2 to 3 weeks after. We all slept in the same room since I wanted to get to my kids quickly in case of danger. One night, I couldn't sleep, so I sat there in silence. I could hear the faint sound of someone munching food. I thought it was my kids, so I say, "Which one of you has my snacks?" No reply. I get up and walk over, and they are all passed out. I think nothing of it, probably just my mind filling the silence. I lay in my bed, trying to sleep, but I hear it again. I look around and can tell it's coming from the ventilation shafts. I peer into them and see 2 glossy baby blue eyes, looking right back at me. They were just like my wife's. I grab my car keys, my kids, my shoes, my wallet, and a gun. I told them that we were going for some late night pizza, since it was only around 7:45, and there was a pizza place open until 10. I was good friends with the owner and asked him to watch my kids. He said he was happy to. I grabbed my flashlight from my trunk, a knife, my pistol, 2 extra magazines, and a stun gun. This was still my wife. I went in, almost immediately saw her in the kitchen eating everything. She turned and I saw the monstrosity she had become. Pieces of her cheek falling off. Her eyelids was cut off. Her hair was ripped out in patches. Her fingernails were almost gone. She was so skinny to the point you could see the white of the bone poking through. She had on only a torn t-shirt and ripped pants. She ran from me, and that's when I saw it. She had completely cut off her right ear. I chased her up the stairs. She was fast, but I had been in the Marine, so I was able to catch her. I hit her with a stun gun, but it did nothing. She turned around and laughed at me. I stabbed her a few times to get her off, but she kept clawing at my face. She tried to take a bite. I was forced to use my last resort. I pulled out my pistol and shot her in the chin. I was in therapy for 2 years. Not many people have to shoot their wives. Nothing has happened since this incident, but not long ago, I started to have this feeling in my stomach, almost like when you hold in a cough and it churns your stomach. That's what it feels like. But I found out it's just me having to yawn. What's weird is, when I yawn around people, they always ask me, "What do you mean I'm not going anywhere?"